Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have Ariel Richardson. She is the founder of VIDA and ASR Design Studio. Usually on the podcast, we'll get people that maybe didn't really know what they wanted to do next, or they were already in a platform and they thought they were going to do something else and then was pushing it in another area. Ariel knew from the start what she wanted to do. She had a game plan. She built it out and she just kept on pushing forward. She had, I think, a couple hurdles that she had to kind of overcome, but reality is she put a strong enough game plan together to get to where she's at. So please subscribe, please share, and of course, tell your friends. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the road to growth, success of an entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going
to
show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, so we are here with Ariel.
Yes.
S as in star. Richardson. You were the founder of Virtual Interior Design and Ariel Star Richardson Design Studios and Principal, correct?
Yes. So it's ASR Design Studio.
Okay, so no one ever calls it Ariel Star Richardson. They just go, no?
No. Okay.
Joaquin, what are you talking about? No.
I never tell people what it stands for.
What do they usually think it stands for? Do they ever guess?
I don't think anybody's ever asked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, we need more people that are curious out there, right?
Definitely.
So you are a interior designer. Have you always been in the virtual space, or has it been interior to expanding to virtual?
So I've always been an interior designer. I've been in the industry for 13 years now. Most of that was in the Bay Area, working in both the residential and the commercial side of design. Then 2 years ago, we moved from the Bay Area to Portland, and that's when I decided to go out on my own and to offer the virtual interior design assistance to other designers.
So the virtual aspect of it has to be kind of more of a newer structure, newer platform, right?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
How has that affected the interior world, I guess, interior design world?
I think it's a great service because most interior designers are small businesses, and a lot of them can't afford to take on a full-time employee and all of the things that come with that. So hiring me out as a consultant means that they don't have to pay me taxes, they don't have to worry about my health care, any of those things. Literally, I am just taking care of all of like the technical aspects for them, such as creating the construction documents or 3D renderings for their clients, so they can focus their time on the bigger picture of their business and their clients.
Okay, so I was thinking the virtual aspect of it, like mock-ups of like the interiors like that. And that, I was like, oh, okay, well, technology, it's growing at such a, okay.
Yeah, no, it's I don't have to be in their office us to connect about what they want and their outcome. Okay. And I can do everything remotely and send it to them, and they can be located anywhere throughout the U.S.
So I lived in the Bay Area for a short period of time. I went to college up there. I only traveled to Portland for short windows. There's just, from at least the areas that I was at, different dynamic. Does that play out in the structure, in the interior design that you're kind of offering to your clients, or is it?
So every designer has their own aesthetic, their own way that they want the drawings to look for their clients. So for me, it's really cool because I always get to do different things. And I get to kind of step into their shoes a little bit to create something that they would have created themselves for their clients.
Did you see one trend when you were in the Bay Area compared to a trend you see in Portland compared to San Diego? Is there anything that's different, I guess, and what they were most people looking for on a generality?
Not really. I would say Portland's probably a little bit behind, but they're catching up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So behind in like what kind of sense?
I just think in sort of like the aesthetic trend sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So What brought you into this world of interior designer?
I have always loved how spaces sort of affect the way that people interact with each other. And your space can totally change the way that you feel. So I have always been sort of attracted and sort of memorized by that.
So you're that little kid in the playground moving stuff around?
Yes.
Oh, you were? Okay.
Yeah. I was always moving around the furniture in our house. Like every weekend, I'd be like, no, let's try something new.
How many siblings do you have?
I have four brothers.
Okay. So were they doing the same thing, or were they, no. How were they reacting to this?
No, they were trying to beat me up.
So you're moving the stuff around, trying to design the stuff at your home.
Yeah.
How does that play out in school? Did you know then, okay, connection, I'm going to be interior designer because I already like doing this at home?
I kind of didn't realize that interior design was a thing until like the end of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you find out, or what happened there?
I was just doing research for like college and what I wanted to do for my life and where I wanted to go. And I ended up finding all these different schools that like offered interior design and architecture.
So you sort of read up in the schools. How much legwork went into the research of interior design, what that was, and going forward with it?
I mean, a lot, because right when I, you know, graduated from high school, I went straight to the Art Institute in San Francisco. Mm. They offer an interior design bachelor's program.
Okay.
Yeah.
so you go up there to the Bay Area, and you're going to schooling.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Okay. So after I graduated, it was 2008.
Oh, fantastic.
So it was a recession. I had a job for, I think, about 6 months with an architecture firm, and then they laid me off. So my next kind of step was like, what do I do with my life? There's no jobs. So I decided to go back to school and get my master's in interior architecture to further my education. And to also, if you have a master's, you're able to teach at private institutions. So that would allow me other job opportunities later down the line if I wanted to teach.
So you got let go, you said 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got let go 6 months after you just got out of school.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're probably a little deflated.
Yeah.
So what did you do? What kept you saying, okay, I want to go forward. This is my passion. I want to keep going forward with this.
I don't know. There's just like this drive inside me that said like, you need to figure out a way to keep on moving forward and to keep like design as part of your life.
So you're just like, okay, I got to do this, whatever it needs.
Yes.
And you decide, okay, did you apply to other places, or did you just go straight to going for your master's?
So I applied to the Academy of Art, which is also in San Francisco, and got in, and then started up.
So right after you got let go from that one company, you go, I'm not going to apply at other places. I'm just going to get more education so the next time they can't fire me.
Yeah. Well, because nobody was hiring.
Okay.
Nobody. And everybody was getting let go from their jobs.
Yeah.
So.
You kind of knew that was the avenue that you had to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're doing the master's. What's next?
So during the master's, I was working for a residential interior designer, Michael Garrick, Inc. And he was on his own. And then after that, I went to Moss Interior Design. They were located in Oakland, and they focused on like high-end residential. And then from Moss, I went to BAMO, which is a hospitality firm. And then from BAMO, I went to Huntsman, which is a commercial architecture firm, because I knew I kind of wanted to get into commercial spaces. And then at that point, I had met my fiance, and we decided we were going to live together. So if I wanted to commute to San Francisco, it would be like 2 hours each way. So then I got a job that was a little bit closer at a commercial furniture dealership. So I've kind of like touched bases and like all these different realms of design.
Was that a plan that you put out, or was it just, I need to keep going forward, whatever route it is?
Yeah. So I was, it was either going to be commercial furniture, commercial interior design. And I applied to a bunch of places that were near where we were going to live. And it kind of just fell into my lap.
Okay. So, well, I'm talking about too about like the company, because it sounds like four different companies after when you're doing your master's.
Yeah.
Right. So you jumped around here to one company, to BAMO, to another company, to another company, and then met your fiance and then the other company. So was that planned to be at each place for a short period of time to gain the knowledge base, or was it just circumstances?
No, I knew that I wanted to touch base with each different type of design because they're all so different. And I kind of wanted to get my hands in each one and figure out what I really enjoyed the most.
How long were you at each firm for?
Between probably about 2 years each, 2 to 3 years each.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you put a pretty extensive game plan together.
Yeah.
It's funny because on the podcast, I'll hear some people that have kind of, they go out of necessity, or they're doing this thing out of necessity, or doing this. It's more of a rarity that someone goes, okay, I started as a kid moving furniture around. I didn't know it was a life opportunity. Okay, right. Then I went to college here, I went 2 years. I had this whole game plan to get where you are now.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time that you kind of had to veer off? I guess besides the point that you got let go in 2008, was there a time that you're just kind of veering off a little bit of your set game plan?
I wouldn't say like veering off, but I would say towards the end of being in the Bay Area, I started to take on some of those side projects and the side hustle that happens. And so I designed a co-working space with when I worked at Moss, the owners of our building, it was like a little co-working building. So they would buy up buildings in Oakland and sort of transform them into co-working spaces. So I worked with him for 2 years on the side and creating that space. So I think at that point, I kind of knew that I wanted to go out on my own, but going out on your own is always really scary.
So you're thinking about going on your own.
Yeah.
And instead of going on your own, you go to Portland.
We go to Portland.
Okay. So tell me a little about that. What happened?
We go to Portland because he got a new job. And so that was where the job opportunity was at. But we went into it knowing that if we wanted to get out of Portland, we would have the backup plan of coming back to California and coming to San Diego. But if we really wanted to stay there, we could.
So yeah, you're already planned 2 steps ahead. You'd be a great chess player. So you're in Portland and you're like already envisioning going to San Diego.
Yes, because we weren't sure how the weather would affect us.
Okay.
So we wanted to at least have a way to get back into California if we needed to, because of course it's more expensive than Portland.
When did you go on your own?
When we got to Portland. Okay. So I got a job, and the first day I knew it wasn't right, but he wasn't there yet. So he was like, oh, you have to wait until I get there, and then you can quit your job. So he got there, and the next day I quit my job.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was like, I'm leaving. I'm starting my own thing. It's not worth it.
What was telling you was not right, that it was off? What was that feeling? Do you remember?
Like, their systems were super antiquated. They were really behind the times. And it was just this feeling like that this is not the right place for me. Like, this isn't where I belong. And it just kept on. Every day I would go into work, it would kind of pop up.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And so you're just like, I'm going to just jump in.
Yeah.
So what's the first thing you do when you start your own company?
I created a website.
Did you do it yourself? Did you have a background in it?
I did it myself. Okay. I did it on Squarespace. I had no idea how to do anything, but I was like, I'm going to do this.
So what do you think that when you're looking back on that website, how did it come out?
It was okay. It wasn't the best, but it definitely needed a lot of fine tuning. But for what I needed at the time, it was all right.
So you have the website. I'm assuming all these clients started flocking in.
I mean, they didn't quite flock in. but I'm part of this group called Ivy.
Okay.
And it's like an online platform for interior designers you can use for your building. And so they have this really great Facebook page for the design community where people are really like sharing their experiences and their frustrations, which is kind of a new thing for designers to do, because most designers are like, I spent 20 years creating like my own processes and I'm not going to share it with anybody. So it's a really fabulous group. And then they also have this like discovery page where you can pay a fee and then you can put up your services. So most of my clients have started to come through there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you find... Hear about Ivy?
Through my girlfriend, who was at the time the ASAD president in San Francisco. And so ASAD is the American Association of Interior Designers, and they have groups throughout the U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you do any other marketing besides Ivy?
Not at that time, no. That was the only marketing I was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you start getting client base, then what happens next? When do you decide that you need more business and you start advertising your own, or what happened next?
I did like some like Instagram and Facebook advertising, but not a lot. I don't think it was until I got here that I got on the house advertising program.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that? House advertising?
Yeah. So House, it's HOUZZ. Okay. And it's a platform. It's kind of like Pinterest where designers and architects put up their portfolio of work. And then people who want design services can go and they can save pictures that they like. And they can also find professionals. So basically, say if you're remodeling your kitchen, you would create a House account and you would go on and you would create an idea book of like photos that you like of kitchens. And then you go, oh, okay, 15 of my 20 pictures are from this one designer. So I'm going to contact them and see if they can help me remodel my kitchen.
Wow. See, I would have never guessed, you know, I'm all about the hustle and bustle. We talked before, the cold call, the door knocking.
Yeah.
And you found these good websites that are like, people are coming to you. That's fantastic. Okay. So you're getting traction off of this. Mm-hmm. Where did you get from there to where you are now in San Diego?
We literally just moved to San Diego in February.
Okay.
So we're still pretty new. And from House, I get a lot of like consultations. So basically, if you either want a consultation for like redoing your kitchen, or you just say, hey, like, I'm going to paint the outside of my house, but I have no idea what colors to paint it. And I'll basically come over and help you figure out what colors to paint it based off like the architecture and like your personal preferences and your lifestyle. And we come up with a game plan that works best for you.
Why don't you give the best way to contact your FS before I forget?
Oh,
is there a website?
Yes,
there a
website? Okay. It's asrdesignstudio.com. We're on Instagram at asrdesignstudio and Facebook at asrdesignstudio.
And we'll have this stuff in the description. So don't worry, people listening, if you didn't get that, we'll get that in there. So walk us through, if you could look basically earlier on in life, what were some of the hurdles that you've had to kind of overcome, and how's that been working out so far?
I think one of the biggest hurdles is when you're a business owner, you have to figure out how to wear all these other hats that you've never had to wear before. Because now it's not like, oh, I'm just like designing pretty places or helping other designers create pretty places. Like now I have to like market, and I have to like do accounting, and I have to like create a sample library. So there's all these other little things that kind of add up that you've never really had. Well, that I've never really had to think about before.
So how have you kind of overcome to find the knowledge base to overcome that stuff?
A lot of research and a lot of just connecting with other people and figuring out like what's worked for them. and maybe what hasn't worked for them, and then using that as a knowledge base to create, you know, a pathway for myself.
Are you going to tell me there's another website that allows you to connect with all these people?
There probably is.
So what do you find the best way of connecting with people to that are actually going to give you solid information, solid knowledge? Is it on a daily basis? Is it platforms? What do you usually do to find the right people to get advice from?
I think the most valuable place that I have found is through the Ivy Facebook page, through other designers, and also through Instagram, and just basically reaching out to strangers and asking them to like have a coffee date.
What if you could give advice maybe to like that younger self, that girl that was moving stuff around the house, or maybe another interior designer, what kind of advice would you give?
Just, you know, if you know this is your passion, you have to just keep with it. There will be struggles, but you just have to keep on persevering and create game plans and create systems that will help alleviate some of those pain points.
One of the more powerful things that I've heard in my past was the difference in the release of real estate field, and I'm assuming it works there, is the difference between a good agent and a great one is the good one basically looks at the transaction, while the great one looks at the process. So instead of actually saying, okay, this one bad here, figure out how you can take care of it in the future.
Yeah, you have to create a process so that your clients feel like they are involved throughout the whole thing, that you have clear communication, and that you have something in place where they can either grab the documents or grab the information without having to look through like hundreds of emails to find that one piece of information that they knew you sent to them 10 weeks ago.
So what's next for VIDA and ASR Design Studio?
What's next is kind of just growing the team. And of course, I'm always trying to improve the process and make it easier and more streamlined, and make the turnaround times a little bit faster.
If someone's, let's say, in the residential field or commercial field, what's a piece of advice that you'd be able to give to that person saying, I just bought a house or I just bought a building? This is probably a good thing to think about when you're doing some designing on your place, getting furniture and stuff. Is there any tidbits I'd be able to offer?
I think paint. Paint is the cheapest and easiest thing to do that will affect your entire space.
Is there any kind of rule of thumb to figure out what's the best paint color to use for different rooms or anything like that? Or like an accent wall, sometimes people talk about that. Anything?
It kind of depends on the house, the architectural style of the house, and how much natural light you have coming in. So there's a lot of different factors that kind of go into it. But like lighter colors will definitely make your space feel larger.
So basically, for everyone listening out there, basically what she's telling you is if you just bought a home, bought a building, whatever it might be, there's no easy way to say this. You just have to give her a call. All right.
Yes.
Can you repeat your website one more time?
Yes. It's asrdesignstudio.com.
Well, I hope everyone listening got some great information about designing, about interior designing, and knowing that you might not have all the answers, so why not reach out to someone that does this on a daily basis and get their feedback? And she at least knows what's going on in Portland and the Bay Area and some other communities, and give you an idea of what's the new way of interior designing.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Ariel. I hopefully everyone listening got some great information, and please subscribe, please share, and tell your friends.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sis.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.